Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. If you remember last program, we continued our talk about the unique features in Jesus' life. And we talked about, according to the Bible, Jesus has the power to raise the dead. And surprisingly, interestingly, the Quran agree. And we mentioned those verses in the Quran. But right now, I want to continue giving the good news to our Muslim friends. Please share with them that the amazing news of the gospel is that the moment you believe in Jesus and go to God in repentance, tell God, I'm sorry that I am living my life in a way that is not pleasing to you. God, I am coming back to you. I want to obey you. I want to live according to your will. You know, this is repentance. At that moment, and the moment you believe that Jesus died on the cross and paid the penalty for all of your sins, and you invite Jesus to come to live in your life, God's Holy Spirit will come to dwell within you. Miracle will happen. It happened to me in February 17, 1976. It happened to millions of people all over the world. I was in Egypt. God's Holy Spirit will come to dwell within you, and He will assure you that you are now going to heaven. Paradise will become your home and your destiny. The gospel declares, and I am quoting here Romans 8, verses 10 and 11, and Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Isn't that amazing, awesome news? The reason you will know for sure you are going to heaven is that the same Jesus who lives in heaven will come to live within you now through His eternal Spirit. Actually, if you haven't done that, you can do that even before we finish our program. Just invite Jesus to come into your heart and repent. Tell God, I am sorry. I am sorry I broke your commandments. I am sorry I lived a life far from you. And I want to live with you, God. I want to obey you. I want to live according to your will. And the living and the life-giving Spirit of Christ will impart to you eternal life right now. If you invite Jesus to come into your heart and you put your faith that He is your Savior from paying the penalty for all your sins. Jesus declares to you, to all people, in the gospel, according to His disciple John, chapter 14, because I live, you also will live. Wow. Because I live, you also will live, because He will come to live within you. Jesus bridged the gap that exists between mankind and God. He bridged that gap. Jesus fully bridged the gap between heaven and earth. For this reason, Jesus declared, He's the only one that declared that, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus made it possible for sinful men to be reconciled with the Holy God. My Muslim friend, this is an amazing, unique feature in Jesus' life, that he can raise you from spiritual death now and from eternal death separated from God. Jesus has power over death. In the gospel, Jesus himself declares that he has power over death. His words are recorded in the gospel according to his disciple John, who was eyewitness to what Jesus said and to the major events in Jesus' life. Jesus declared, "For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives the life to whom he is pleased to give it." John chapter 5, verse 21. Another verse, John chapter 6, verse 39. "And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day." My Muslim friend, Jesus proved that he possesses absolute power over life and death. Another unique feature, according to the Quran, Jesus has the ability to create life. The Quran clearly states that God is the one who creates all things. The Quran confirms that only the true and living God has the ability to create. This belief is noted in Surah 15, verse 86, and Surah 16, verse 17, verse 20, and Surah 22, verse 73. It is curious to read in Surah 3, verse 49, that Jesus created living beings, birds, out of clay. By breathing into them, Jesus' breath gave life to the clay. This is the same way that God created Adam. See also Surah 5, verse 110. Also, the same verse confirms that Jesus gave the ability to see for those who were born blind, created sight to the blind. While these are interesting statements about what the Quran says about Jesus as life giver, Christians would only take the Bible as authoritative on what miracles can be ascribed to Jesus. And we know, according to the Bible, that he gave sight to the blind. We take only the Bible as the authoritative, complete revelation of God. But it is interesting to see verses in the Quran that is in harmony with our faith. We will continue discovering the uniqueness of Jesus. But before we run out of time, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful, God, that you opened our eyes to know who Jesus is. We are grateful to you, God, that by grace you opened our hearts and you enlightened the eyes of our minds and you helped us to discover your love and salvation manifested through Jesus Christ. My precious audience, if you never received Jesus in your life as Lord and Savior, today, right now, is a great time. Just tell God, "God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross to pay the penalty for everything wrong I have done. God, I repent. I don't want to do things that are not pleasing to you anymore. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, come into my heart and help me, enable me to become a child of God and to experience God's forgiveness. Thank you, God, for your amazing love toward me. In Jesus' name I pray. For the rest of my audience, please, please pray with me that God will use us to equip our fellowships, His church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and help multitudes of Muslims enjoy God's love and salvation and spend eternity with God.
I have a co-worker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.